few messages. Again, tonight I'll preach on one word. We talked about redemption last Sunday morning. Talked about prayer this Sunday. And then I want to talk tonight about abundance. I suppose as long as it takes me to preach on one word, if I was to try to preach on two in the same message, it might be a lot of trouble. But I appreciate the Lord helping us in these last few days. I feel like I have something relatively simple tonight. It's not complicated. Doesn't mean it's small. It just means it's not complicated. I'm so tired of hearing preachers talk to us and preach to us in this world, in this generation, and try to impress men with great swelling words, with their creativity or with their abilities or with their oration. I'm so tired of that mess, and my heart hungers and yearns to hear preaching from the Word of God. And more than I want to be an orator or a speaker, like being called that mess, I want to be God's man. I want to be a preacher. And I think we have come to the place, and I mentioned it this morning, but it's been weighing heavy on me. I think we've come to the place in this generation, amongst preachers especially, where they think if they've not come up with something to entertain you and to try to draw your interest or to tickle your fancy in some way. And I'm talking even good preachers now, preaching good sermons sometimes. They think they've got to come up with something creative all the time in order just to keep your attention. And we've left off preaching on the simple basics of the Word of God. And a lot of times we're preaching all this stuff thinking it's really interesting and such, but it's not deep. It's not deep. It's just entertaining. And there's a difference in the two. It'd do us well if we'd quit trying to be entertainers and start being men of God and preach the Word of God. We'd preach a lot deeper if we'd quit trying to entertain folks too. And we'd teach folks something from the Word of God, instruct, would reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And I know we're living in a time when men will not endure sound doctrine, but even themselves teachers, having itch in ears, turning the ears from the truth and the fables. But he commanded Timothy, "But watch thou in all things." In other words, you don't do like all the rest of the crowd. Do watch thou in all things. Do the work of evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Do what you're supposed to do, Timothy. Let everybody else do what they'll do. Been listening to Kingsman sing a little this week from an album I just got in. Just got in ordered. I mean, it was still wrapped in the plastic from 1980. Singing, "I'll take Jesus and you can have the rest. And I'll say amen, amen, and to God be the glory. I'll take Jesus and you can have the rest." It's really good. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to make sure that I get a copy of that to four or five people around here that sings, and surely one of them, it'll tickle their fancy just right and they'll sing it. Amen? I mean, it's good stuff. And I'm thankful that the Lord is enough. He's sufficient. Right. And that's what I want to preach on tonight. I want to talk about abundance or abundant. And we have an abundant supply of what we stand in need of in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hear everywhere that I go, I hear preaching and talking. I hear instruction and so forth from the prominent preachers of our day and preacherettes of our day. I hear all the stuff that they want to talk about in terms of prosperity, in terms of abundance, in terms of accumulation, in terms of getting and gaining. And I am not a prosperity preacher. The prosperity doctrine, as it is known in our society, is not a Bible doctrine. But I am an abundance preacher. And there is a difference in prosperity and abundance. And the child of God may not always live in prosperity, but Brother Matthew, we can live in abundance. And I'm thankful for that. You realize that God may not always give you prosperity, but He'll give you abundantly. He'll give you exceedingly abundantly above that which you need. He'll supply your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. He will make sure you live in abundance. And that is a promise from God's Word. That's not some foolishness I learned from listening. My friend Claire Creflo Dollar or one of these other fellows
shows on the TV, but the Word of God teaches us that we can live abundant lives. And it is God's perfect will to let us live in abundance. And I'm thankful for that. I want to read one verse here tonight from Ephesians chapter number 3, verse number 20. If you want to stand with us, and we'll reverence the reading of the Word of God. Ephesians chapter number 3 and verse number 20. The Word of the Lord says, "Now unto Him that is able." Well, you can just stop right there and say hallelujah. That He is able. He's always able. And there's not a task that's too great for Him. "Now unto Him that is able." Now what is He able? And the Bible said, "Unto Him that is able to do." I'm glad He is. Don't know about you, but I'm thankful He's able to do. Somebody said, "Can He?" Oh, He can. He is able to do. How much is He able to do? He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. I'm glad He'll exceed your prayer. Can God answer my prayer? He's able to do more than what you prayed for. He's able to answer bigger than what you sought for. He's able to do more than what you've asked for. Now to Him that's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. You haven't even imagined what God can do. You can't even fathom what God can do. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. And that's not even talking about heaven. That verse said, "For the natural man receiveth not the things of God, but my friend the Spirit revealeth them unto us." In other words, in this present time, you can't even imagine what God has prepared for us. Hey, friend, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. How does He do it? According to the power that worketh in us. That's the great power of the Lord. You can be seated here this evening. I want to preach if the Lord will have me. And there's much to be preached on in this verse and in this section of Scripture. And just a few months ago, I preached out of verse 21. "Unto Him be glory in the church." But tonight, I want to preach out of verse 20 on abundance or an abundant supply. Abundance or an abundant supply. I'm thankful that we are serving a God of abundance. He's not, my friend, a God of meager supply. He's not a God that is just barely enough. He's not a God that if you'll serve Him, you can get by. But I'm glad He's a God of abundance. Oh, my friend, there are shortages all the time on things in this life. There's a shortage of gas, a shortage of oil, a shortage of clean water, a shortage of a lot of things. But there's no shortage on God. There's no shortage on His power. There's no shortage on His love. There's no shortage on His supply. There's no shortage, my friend, on what He can do. I'm glad He is a God of abundance. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving Him. I'm glad I know Him. He's a God of abundance. And so I want to share a few things with you. I'm sorry I have to be long here tonight. I don't even have my good notes. I've just got some stuff I've scribbled down. If I preach long, it'll be because I can't read my own writing. Oh, my friend, but God help us this evening. Let's try to share with you something about abundance. First of all, I want to say, friend, that He has an abundance of grace. He has an abundance of grace. Grace has been my story all the way from earth to glory. And there'll be new grace when it's my time to die. I'm so glad I know something about the grace of God. How Romans 5 and 20 say, "Where sin did abound, grace did much more abound." I'm glad there is an abundance of grace. 1 Peter 5 and 10 called Him the God of all grace. I remember back in 1993, hearing Brother Bush Pastor Steve, who's already in heaven these days.
Yeah.
I preached him back then.
Yeah.
I'm the God of all grace.
Yeah.
He took the alphabet that night.
Yeah.
And respect him.
Yeah.
And began in the letter A.
Yeah.
And preached on the kind of grace he has.
Yeah.
All the way through the letter Z.
Yeah.
Hey, friend, I can't preach that.
Yeah.
I preached the rest of this tonight.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd get it started for you.
Yeah.
Unless you see how to finish it out yourself. Amen.
Yeah.
I tell you, he's got abundant grace.
Yeah.
He has abounding grace.
Yeah.
Thank God for amazing grace.
Yeah.
Astounding grace.
Yeah.
Absolving grace.
Yeah.
He has acting grace.
Yeah.
His grace ain't dormant, friend.
Yeah.
His active, amen.
Yeah.
He has blessing grace.
Yeah.
He has blessed grace.
Yeah.
Thank God for Bible grace. Amen.
Yeah.
There's crying grace.
Yeah.
There's caring grace.
Yeah.
There is Christ's grace.
Yeah.
He's the God of all grace.
Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
He's not short tonight on grace.
Yeah.
That hallelujah, there is an abundance.
Yeah.
He went that night all the way down through.
Yeah.
I know where we knew he stumbled somewhere. I mean, it's easy on things like ass or pee.
Yeah.
Preaching grace, praying grace,
yeah.
Preparing grace.
Yeah.
I mean, that is easy.
Yeah.
Got down to ass. That is easy.
Yeah.
Saving grace, serving grace, singing grace.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Supplicating grace.
Yeah.
But then he came down to ass.
Yeah.
What's he going to do with this?
Yeah.
He said he's the God,
yeah,
that answers out all our sin.
Yeah.
And by his grace,
yeah,
I'll say amen to that.
Yeah.
Then he got down.
Yeah.
And my friend told me,
yeah,
and I wondered, what will he do with me?
Yeah.
He said he's got zippy grace.
Yeah.
Zippy grace.
Yeah.
That word zippy means heavy,
yeah,
pull be full.
Yeah.
A bigger vitality,
yeah,
power and vim.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's him tonight.
Yeah.
That's his grace.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I know something,
yeah,
about the grace of God.
Yeah.
He has an abundant supply.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the God of all grace.
Yeah.
And then Peter went on to say,
yeah,
he giveth more grace.
Yeah.
He giveth more grace.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
Yeah.
When I've received his grace,
yeah,
I've lived on his grace.
Yeah.
But when I need grace,
yeah,
he's given more grace.
Yeah.
He's given more grace.
Yeah.
And when you face a situation,
yeah,
that's bigger than the grace you've got,
yeah,
I'm glad he's given more grace.
Yeah.
He's not run out.
Yeah.
There is an abundance.
Yeah.
Just trust him the hallelujah. He's given more grace. I thank God there's an abundance of grace.
Yeah.
And then I want to say hallelujah,
yeah,
for abundant forgiveness. Amen.
Yeah.
Abundance of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Chapter 55 of the book of Isaiah in the verse number 7 says, well, let's begin in verse 6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord and he will have mercy upon him and tired God, for he will abundantly pardon.
Yeah.
I'm glad there's an abundance of forgiveness.
Yeah.
He'll abundantly pardon.
Yeah.
Somebody said, what sin I've committed,
yeah,
is not enough to need a pardon.
Yeah.
Oh, friend, but if you're,
yeah,
guilty of it all in one point,
yeah,
then you're a lawbreaker, you're a transgressor,
yeah,
and you're guilty of it all.
Yeah.
One said, my sin is so great,
yeah,
that he cannot pardon.
Yeah.
Oh, friend, no.
Yeah.
1 John 1:9 said, we'll confess our sin.
Yeah.
He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin,
yeah,
and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
I say your sin not too small to need forgiveness.
Yeah.
Your sin's not too great to get forgiveness.
Yeah.
He has an abundance,
yeah,
of forgiveness.
Yeah.
He'll abundantly pardon.
Yeah.
He'll forgive. He'll save. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm strong in the hymnal page. Yeah. 178, hallelujah, I'm going home.
Yeah.
In that second verse, said, yeah. Jesus completely saved me from all inbred sin.
Yeah.
I'm so glad he knows how to do that.
Yeah.
I'm glad he knows how to save.
Yeah.
I'm glad he knows how to forgive.
Yeah.
I'm glad this room is a cross for you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Jesus had run out of forgiveness.
Yeah.
That supply's not gone.
Yeah.
There's enough for you, for your children, for mine,
yeah.
for your lost loved ones and mine.
Yeah.
He will abundantly pardon.
Amen. 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 Well, what about that? Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a bread and I'm going to preach a little more. Thank God. Hallelujah. I'm a feeling preached down in my soul, but my body's telling me I worked too long yesterday. Amen. And slept too little last night. Hallelujah. Oh, but there's grace for that too. Amen. Matter of fact, one of the things that do you well is if you just memorize that statement and understand the power of it. I'm back on the first point now. But that's all right. I don't have good notes. Y'all can excuse me tonight. I'm not saying it do you well if you memorize that. When you run into troubles, problems, difficulties, situations you don't know how to handle, to say there's grace for that too. I don't know what it is that you're running into, but there's grace for that too. I don't know what you're facing, but there's grace for that too. There's grace for every need. Oh yes. There's forgiveness. There's grace. I want to say thirdly here tonight, he has abundant life. Abundant life. Oh, thank God. In him is life. And in the life of men, he is the way, he says on 14:6, the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, my friend, is not only alive, but he is alive. He's the God of the living, not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living, and he's the living God. Amen. He is alive, and he has everlasting life. He has eternal life. And in John 10:10, he'll give us abundant life. He said, if they come not but to kill, and to steal, and to destroy, but I am come that you might have life, and have it more abundantly. If you're living your life on meager fare, then you're not where God wants you to be. You can live an abundant life. That's not all prosperity, but it is abundance. You see, you can have abundance when the gas tank's not full. You can have abundance, friend, whenever you're not wearing new clothes. You can have abundance when the bank account's not loaded up with money. I'm not living in prosperity by the time, but I am living in abundance. I've got all that I need. I've got everything that I need. I've never gone without. Matter of fact, it does well. Now quit complaining and say thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me. I'm living in abundance. Hey, the devil loves to take everything you've got and watch your soul rot in hell. But I'm saved. I'm forgiven. I'm heaven bound with a hammer down. Hallelujah to his name. I'm his and he's mine. And I'm living an abundant life. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm not ashamed to be an old time Christian. I appreciate what God's done in me, for me, with me, to me. I tell you, I'm glad I'm his tonight. And I'm living in abundance. That's right. God's youngins ain't always going to eat filet mignon. And why do you even put a G in that word? I don't know. And where the Y is, I don't know either. Oh, my Lord. And so maybe that's why God's youngins ain't eating it all the time. It ain't spelled right in hell. Amen. That's exactly right. Oh, but the God's youngins ain't always eating filet mignon. Matter of fact, sometimes how the God's youngins wouldn't get no kind of meat.
if you didn't kill it and drag it home. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, but I tell you what he can do.
Yeah.
He won't always put steak on the table.
Yeah.
But he can make biscuit and gravy taste mighty good.
Yeah.
He can make pintos and cornbread be very sweet.
Yeah.
He can put happiness around your table.
Yeah.
Hey, friend,
yeah.
You can break out of box.
Yeah.
Have one dollar.
Yeah.
Macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
And gather around your family.
Yeah.
And say, ain't it so good to be saved?
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
I tell you, that's what the world can do.
Yeah.
If the table's not full.
Yeah.
If the bank account's not full.
Yeah.
If they're not dragging the biggest boat in town.
Yeah.
But the biggest truck in town.
Yeah.
Then they're not happy.
Yeah.
But I tell you, folks living in abundance.
Yeah.
Can drive a U-Goo.
Yeah.
With 200,000 miles on it.
Yeah.
And still say, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For your blessings on me.
Yeah.
Folks is saved.
Yeah.
Can wear old suits.
Yeah.
And enjoy God.
Yeah.
Folks is saved.
Yeah.
Can eat hot dogs.
Yeah.
And baloney. Amen.
Yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Instead of chicken and steak.
Yeah.
Folks is saved.
Yeah.
Can run their air conditioners.
Yeah.
At 80 in the summertime.
Yeah.
And turn the fan on.
Yeah.
And would the God it cool off.
Yeah.
And still have joy in the heart.
Yeah.
I tell you, folks is saved.
Yeah.
Ain't got to have the latest gadget.
Yeah.
The latest iPod or the latest iPhone.
Yeah.
Or the latest whatever else.
Yeah.
In order to be satisfied, say amen there.
Yeah.
I tell you, they can drive around.
Yeah.
In a wore out car.
Yeah.
I learned the cleaners to the bone.
Yeah.
I sat down, my friend.
Yeah.
In front of pinto beans.
Yeah.
And bow their head.
Yeah.
And with sincerity in their hearts.
Yeah.
Say, Lord, you've been so good to me.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you I love you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you're my Savior.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell you,
yeah,
thanks the Lord for all you've done for me.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
We may not be living in prosperity,
yeah,
but we're living in abundance.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I ain't sure what that abundant life is. I wasn't either till I got it. And I can't explain it to you now, but I sure am glad I get to live it. Hallelujah. I can't tell you all about it, but you'll know when it happens to you. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't tell you everything that there is in it, but I can tell you you need it. Amen. And amen. I can also tell you that you'll know when you've got it. That's exactly right. You might not know if you don't, but you'll know if you do. Amen. Because if you don't, you may not know the difference. But if you do, you know the difference. Hype man, and you'll know you got it. That's right. Amen. Abundant life is what caused that little old boy down in Honduras with that coconut in his hand. Been chopping on that coconut with a machete. And one of them fellows that's with us said, well, at least he knows what he's doing. Still got all of his fingers. I look down there and he's missing them three right there. He's cut off at the middle knuckle. And so I guess he learned what he's doing the hard way. Amen. How about he's chopping on that machete? Or on that coconut with a machete? Big old tears in his eyes. Across the bell, across that little bay in Rotan. Over at Hank Stanley's church where he pastors. There's having meeting and tearing house down. I'm talking about it or somewhere else. And one of them fellas that couldn't look across to there, and he couldn't see lights shining in that pitch darkness. Hell yes, the old boy that had that coconut in his hand. He said, where's the big meeting going on now? That old boy took that machete, pointed it back at his chest, and he said, right in here. Amen. I tell you, that's what abundance will do for you. That's what abundant life is. That's right in here. Hell, the world may not see it, but oh, it's not what you see that makes me a king. It's treasures unseen. I'm living in abundance. Hallelujah. I ain't living in prosperity. I'm making less money than I've made in a lot of years, but I'm living in abundance. Amen. All our bills are paid. Don't feel sorry for me. We're not behind on nothing. I don't plan to get that away. I don't plan to spend a whole lot of money to get behind on it. Amen. Oh, but I'll tell you one thing. Even if you're not living in prosperity, you can live in abundance. Our God does not meet our need according to the Dow Jones Industrial Average, but according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And I'm living in abundance tonight. That's exactly right. Well, may not seem like a whole lot to you, but I'm wearing a suit tonight that I didn't even pay for myself. I'm wearing shoes that a church member bought me. I'm telling you, the shirt I got on, one of the church members bought for me. The tie that I'm wearing tonight, one of the church members bought. Brother Wayman bought me this tie and got me this suit. I wore a tie this morning. One of our church members bought for me. My mother-in-law bought me my suit. My little granny's done gone home to heaven. She bought me my shoes when she was a church member here. I don't know how many years ago that's been a long time. 7, 8, 9 years ago. But the soul of they wore out to it. I polished them up the other day, shined them on a boot brush. Oh, friend, and they shine. You see your picture on the top of them. I tell you, God's been good to me. I'm living in abundance. I'm living in abundance. Well, I don't have a reason to complain about anything, but I'm living an abundant life, friend. I'm living an abundant life.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I got to find my place now. I tell you, He's got an abundance of life, of forgiveness, of grace. I want to say in Christ you can find an abundance of satisfaction. An abundance of satisfaction. The world goes to and fro, from side to side, seeking here and there, and still they can't get no satisfaction. Amen. That's exactly right. The old lost man song is just singing the truth. I can't get no satisfaction. And that's where the world is. They can't. They can't find anything to fill the soul. But Psalm 36 and 8 says, they shall be abundantly satisfied with the fatness of thy house. There's something we find here at the house of the Lord that satisfies in a way that nothing the world offers can. As Psalm 23 and 1 says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Oh, friend, He satisfies me. He satisfies the longing down in my soul. He keeps me singing every day. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. Heals my every longing. Keeps me singing as I go. I tell you, He'll satisfy.
And nothing else will.
You can drink to that bottle. You see the bottom of it and it'll not fill the void in your life. You can't pump enough mess in your veins or pills in your mouth or snort enough junk up your nose to fill the longing down in your soul. You'll not find enough fame and fortune to satisfy the person within. Oh, my friend, it doesn't matter how many people know your name and how many people know who you are and how many times you appear on television. It's been a few years ago now, but some of them remember, went over here in Fayetteville, Georgia, back a few years ago, that a popular wrestler, multi-time millionaire, Chris Benoit, you remember that? Killed his family and then hung himself in his house in that big mansion right in the middle of his living room over here in Fayetteville. All the wealth, all the money, all the fame, all the power, all the applause of the crowd, and my friend, all the rest that's involved in that, and involved in that celebrity lifestyle, was never enough to satisfy him. I'm telling you, whether it's Top Gun or Girl Strawberry or Lawrence Taylor, these are the athletes. All the money, all the fame, all the notoriety was not enough to fill the longing. All the cocaine, all the women, my friend, not enough to satisfy them. But on the 25th of June tonight,
mind. There's an abundance of satisfaction. And then I'm going to say there's an abundance of joy in the Lord. Amen. Philippians in chapter number 1. And in verse number 26, Paul said that your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ. Somebody said you shout too much. You rejoice too much. You praise God too much. That ain't what Paul said. He said you ought to be more abundant in it. That you'd have more abundance of rejoicing in Jesus Christ. I wonder, friend, are you really rejoicing in living in Jesus? Philippians 4:4 is one of Caitlin's favorite verses. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Oh, yes. 1 Peter 1:8 says, that's joy unspeakable. We rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Romans 15:13, Paul said that God filled you with joy in believing. Amen. I say I've got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Oh, yes, that's right. That verse of that song that said, and if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on the tack. Amen. That's exactly right. I'm going to tell you, I've got joy in my heart. I'm not always happy, but I do have joy. Joy doesn't fluctuate with happiness. It's a lot deeper than that. It's a lot fuller than that. And Jesus said in John 15:11, my joy I leave with you. If your joy might be full, you can have fullness of joy and thank God for joy and an abundant supply.
Amen.
And then we'll say, in Christ there's an abundance of grace and forgiveness and life, satisfaction, joy. And I'm closing with this. There is abundant power. Our text, he is able, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Amen. He is able to do. He is able to do more than you can imagine, more than you can have, more than you can understand, more than you could ask, more than you can dream. He's able to do it, friend. He has unlimited power. There is an abundance of power in him. The book of Titus, chapter number 3, and verse number 5 says, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. You see, friend, he didn't keep anything back from us. He has said this power of the Holy Spirit. He said it on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. You have the power necessary at your disposal to live a Christian life pleasing unto God. You can walk with God. You can be an example. You can be a witness. You can love your neighbor. You can live in a way that's pleasing unto the Lord. He's given you the tools. He's given you the power. He's given you that Holy Spirit that Brother Scott preached about last Sunday night. And my friend, he has seen fit to enable us and equip us with that which is necessary from heaven to live for Jesus.
Amen.
Now, I don't know about y'all, but I like to go to Sam's. Everybody likes to go to Sam's. Say amen. They ain't got many Sam's members in here, do we? You need a membership. I get them bags. Big old bags of almond, pecan, cashew clusters. Hey, that's the business, brother. They said, some of y'all are starting to meet some strange. I'll go somewhere with this. but I like to go to Sam's. And them bags are $9 a piece for those nuts. But it's a big bag. And it's some good nuts. I love them. I ate some this afternoon, and I'll probably eat some more tonight, a handful of those nuts. I eat bananas and a handful of nuts every morning. That's why I'm so nutty and crazy. I'm telling you, I love them big almond, pecan, and cashew clusters. You know what they do? They take almonds, pecans, cashews, all of them. They put them all together with just a little bit of molasses, just barely enough to flavor it. Not enough to make it sweet like peanut brittle. Just enough to flavor it. And then to cook it, toast it, roast it, whatever you want to call it. And they've got them cut into squares about like that. I'm telling you, bite-sized squares. And it is a little square of the glory world. I'm saying it's good business. But I never had tried them before. But I like to go to Sam's. And when I go to Sam's, I go around there at every one of the Sam's that they have up. They're giving away samples and get whatever they're giving away. I mean, if I don't even like it, I get what they're giving away because it's free. That's exactly right. And so I went around one day and they're giving away those nuts. And I got just a little bite of them. And I had to have some more. And I said, lady, I said, can I have another one of them? She said, sure. I said, then how about two? She said, no. And so I took another one. And I ate that one too. Walked around, got what I was supposed to. And all I could think about the whole time I was in there was that bag of nuts back up at the front of the building. And so I run back up there, and I got in that bag and brought it home. I ate all of it gone and told my wife, if you go through Douglasville, stop at Sam's and get some more of them nuts. They moved them. She searched the store high and low and found those nuts, brother. And I got a bag of them at the house. But at the grocery store, they give away samples. Hey, they're giving away one day them little frozen cooked pieces. I say a frozen piece. About inside the tilapia. I warmed it up in the toaster oven. I was giving that away, buddy. I'm telling you, it was good. I had to have a bag. And listen, they give away samples. Just enough to make you want more. And if you want more, you got to pay for it. Amen. You go to a restaurant, they'll give you a sample sometimes on the tray. Just enough to make you want more. And if you want more, you got to pay for it. You know how a drug dealer, a dope dealer gets folks hooked on drugs? They give away just enough to make you want more. And when you want more, you got to pay for it. I've not been a car dealer, sales a car. Not giving you a test drive. You drive it just long enough that you want more. And if you want more, you got to pay for it. But Jesus don't work like that. I'm not fit. He gave us all he had. Oh, my friend, he paid the price. And he's let us know if you need something else. There's plenty more where that came from. And I've already paid for that too, amen. I'm telling you, we're living and not on a meager supply, but living an abundant life.
That's right. It's already paid for. And it's a good thing. I've seen times... Y'all gonna laugh about this now.
That's all right. Some of you have done it too. I've seen times when they're having customer appreciation day at some bank that I didn't even do business at, but they're cooking hot dogs out front and giving them away, and I'd stop and get one, and then I'd tell them I was getting one for me and one for my kid, and I'd go get two and bring them back, get in the car and tell Grace to go get two and tell them that she was getting one for her and one for her daddy. That way we both could have two hot dogs. Amen. I've seen the days. I'm saying when I go through, I'll go through the Wendy's and get me 99 cents, a bacon cheeseburger. And back then they actually had a cheeseburger bigger than a silver dollar for 99 cents. And now you'd be better off eating your stock, my friend. But I'd go through and get me a cheeseburger for 99 cents, and instead of paying for the swing there because it cost a dollar, I'd ride down across the street there and go to the Walmart parking lot where I could get me a Sam's Cola out of the machine for amen. I mean, living on meager supply. But I'm telling you, God is not running on a shortage of anything. I didn't got all you need. I done got more, Brother John, in those days. I wanted to eat more than that 99 cent hamburger, but I couldn't pay for it. That was the problem. I tell you, friend, listen, the truth is, if you had to pay for heavenly matters, you might need more, but you couldn't get more. You can't pay for it. But I'm glad Jesus already has. And if you need more, He's already paid the price. And you can have all you need.
Amen.
Abundance of power. Abundance of power. Well, you may feel like you're like the little widow woman down there that Elijah told to fix them. Take the bread. And she said, I don't have but one little scoopful of meal. And just a little bitty bit of oil. Just enough to make me and my son a cake of bread that we're going to have to share. And they said, then after we get done sharing that cake of bread, we're just going to sit down and die because we'll have nothing else left. And he said, make me first. Make for me first. And she said, all right. And she made for the man of God first. And listen, friend, she and her boy had bread all the way through the drought. Now hear me. They never had a barrel filled with meal. They never had a cruise filled with oil. Did you hear what I just said? They never had a barrel full of meal. They never had a cruise full of oil. But they always had a scoop full of meal. And my friend, enough oil to make a cake of bread. Amen. Oh, my friend, abundance. It's not about a barrel full. It's about a scoop full every day. It's not about a barrel full. It's about enough every day. I'll tell you, friend, we may not live in prosperity. We may in a full barrel. You may not have all you need for the foreseeable future, but I tell you what you need for tomorrow has already been paid for yesterday, and God's already settled it. And when you need more, He'll supply more. He'll take care of more. He'll give more. We're living in abundance. While you scrape the bottom of the barrel, remember, He can make that last handful of meal an abundant supply. I wish somebody, and I should have mentioned it, but I didn't have enough warning myself what I was going to preach on. Knew how to sing, empty the vessel. Fill it, Lord, one more time. I'm just like that little, those little loaves of fish were. And just your touch, Lord, can bring a vast supply. Oh, I'm hungry now for another taste of glory. Just your fresh touch, Lord, and you promised it would be mine. I'll slide my chair up to your table. Lord, I'm ready now to dine. And here's another empty vessel. Fill me, Lord, one more time. Oh, my. I'm telling you, He can make a scoopful. When you're scraping the bottom of the barrel, He can make a scoopful of vast and abundant supply. Well, I'm done for you if you come on with a song. I'm finished with the Lord. You have me stay here tonight. Now unto Him that is able. Now unto Him that's able to do. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we should ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He's Jehovah Jireh, the God that will supply. He's El Shaddai. He is more than enough. And He's mine. Amen. I thank God that though I may never live in prosperity, I'm living in abundance. Amen. Stand to your feet. If you have a need in your life, would you come tonight, talk to the Lord, access His supply? Maybe you just need to come and say, Lord, I've been negligent just to tell you that I love you and I appreciate all you've done for me. I've been negligent, Lord, in telling you that I'm thankful for all of your blessings on my life. Lord, I've failed to stop and just thank you that though the barrel's not full, it's not empty. Though the bottle of oil is not full, it's not empty. And Lord, not one day has it been empty. I've said it's empty. I've said we've run out, but we never have. We've never been empty. I've said I'm empty. Truth is, I'm full. Truth is, I'm full of God's blessings, full of God's love, full of God's power, full of God's Spirit. And my friend, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. And I ought to just say, thank you, Lord. I wonder, do you need to talk to the Lord while she speaks? If you need to pray, would you come? Thank you.